Now, news headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show.
Good morning. This weather alert update is brought to you by Exarban ARS Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Mostly cloudy skies, a high of 59 expected today. Could see some scattered rain overnight, but hopefully clearing skies and some afternoon sunshine come Thursday with 64 expected for the high. Right now, 47 degrees. 6:05, here are your news headlines. Well, the lead up to Berkshire Hathaway has an interesting little reveal. Electric scooters may be on Omaha streets in a matter of weeks. Heartland Bike Share does plan to roll out 43 electric pedal assist bikes this week.
I saw them all over Kansas City, and they're the ones you can leave anywhere.
Yes.
Okay. So you step on them if you have the app and you scan it. It's got a motor. But it was weird. You saw them lying all over the place.
Oh.
On the street, and it's the ones I guess you can drop anywhere. So
yeah, there's been issues in other places where they just pile up and pile up because there's no one to get them or no one, you know, people just don't use them.
Yeah,
you see it and you just want to jump on it.
Yeah, I know. We live in a good downtown area. I think when it's all cleaned up, it'll be fun to scoot around. I think, right?
Well, yeah, are people using the bikes enough? Because the bike stations are everywhere now. They keep putting those bike stations like at every corner.
I've seen one couple on it, but then
it's this time of year. I mean, who's to say what's going to happen with, but I know, I mean, they are everywhere. I mean, I guess it's a great option if you want to pedal around, especially like something like Berkshire Hathaway, where you've got people that are like, hey man, if it's nice, like instead of taking a lift, let's just pedal around and check out this town, Omaha. So I guess this weekend kicks off the busy season for ridership, they were saying.
We like to call it a city, Molly.
Now, I always imagine the shareholders, though, are a little older, right? I mean, are they the type of people to jump on a scooter? people going to take a Lyft or rent a Ferrari?
I don't know,
Helicopter. Yeah. Let's go. So this electric scooter company reached out to the city. And they opened up bids. So each company would have about 750 scooters and education for users as part of the agreement. It would be restricted. I guess scooters, like these electric scooters, wouldn't be allowed in certain areas like some parks and trails, the Bob Carey Pedestrian Bridge. That's a no scooter zone. But definitely we're going to see more of these electric pedal bikes just starting this weekend.
One of the big things they'll be talking about, though, at the shareholders meeting, so this is Berkshire, is that Warren Buffett and Berkshire are going to, they announced yesterday they're investing $10 billion in a petroleum company.
Oh.
So that's pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, that'll be, I'm sure, big chatter in the room with all those people.
I guess Mark Cuban was in town yesterday.
He always comes to town. I mean, not just the shareholders, sometimes randomly during the year. And they really do go
to Dairy Queen.
To Dairy Queen.
They
go to Dairy Queen. A lot of times at that Dairy Queen on 114th and Dodge, people will take pictures all the time. And they're like, are those actors? I think I just saw Mark Cuban and Warren Buffett sitting at a booth at Dairy Queen.
The last sharing a dilly bar.
They were at the Dairy Queen right there off of Q in Millard in that little hideaway one.
I think they probably noticed it's not by accident. Like, it'll be a viral moment.
Oh, sure. Yes.
Yeah. These guys are savvy like that. And now it's T-minus until we have the Berkshire people descend upon the city. I mean, today is Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Imagine people are going to start getting in today or tomorrow for the big action on Friday and then the final big show on Saturday. Omaha City Council delayed votes yesterday on both the proposed ban on single-use plastic bags and also the mayor's recommended trash contract. They kicked the can down the way a bit.
To the 21st of May. Like, come on.
Plastic bag, 21st of May. Trash hauling, June 4th. That's the one people are like, okay, listen, do I get trash pickup or do I not? Several feet of water is entrenched all across downtown Davenport, Iowa. There was a breach of a temporary levee at the Mississippi River, happened overnight, failed yesterday in flooding their business district. So city workers and volunteers are scrambling to try to reinforce the barrier. But
jeez.
I know.
We just lived it.
Mess. I know. I thought about that. Yeah. I was like, yeah, we know. It's not pretty.
It's not over yet. These people in our area are just still cleaning up and a lot of frustration still out there. I know. I mean, it doesn't affect, you know, it's not really affecting us physically in the city, but geez, it still just lingers for a lot of these people. Lost everything. It's sad.
Yes.
So what is that flooded then? The Mississippi?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. there was like a temporary levee that apparently just gave way. I mean, the rains have been, really nonstop through that whole corridor. And then also like the melting of the snow. It's just got to be a mess. The Mississippi's got to be pretty swole right now.
The mighty. Well, the Missouri's the mighty Mo.
Mo. I don't know what the Mississippi.
What's the Mississippi?
Old Man, is it Old Man River? Old Man River? Isn't that the Mississippi? The mighty Miss?
M-I-S-S-I double hump hump. Do you guys remember trying to? I never knew how to do that.
It's the Big Muddy.
Yeah, it's the Big Muddy?
Okay. It's the Big Muddy.
This is what they call me on a Sunday morning.
Gross.
No, that's what we call your boxer shorts.
Every day.
On a Sunday.
Oops.
After you banged them out.
Yeah. The Big Muddy.
And your girlfriend's like, oh, God. Going through the laundry bin.
Oh, Mike, you left the Big Muddy in here again. Oh. I'm not your mom.
Come on, mother.
Yet she cleans it.
Yes.
You're slowly breaking down. Mother.
I'm so sorry. I made an aki.
Funny. Like, I walk in the room. Her eyes are.
Aki.
Her eyes are bloodshot, not from allergies, but from pure tears.
Just crying. The choices that I made that led me to this crossroads in
you
life.
You can't ever let that happen, party.
No.
Oh,
you can't.
No. Are you kidding me? That's why
gotta
I wear.
Keep that guard up.
That's why I don't wear white underwear. Everything's dark to match the Big Muddy. Welcome to breakfast.
Better. Yeah. ESPN, the magazine, is going to stop producing actual print copies this
Just
September.
Digital.
Yep. They're starting 1998, but I guess they've been losing money as of late. The body issue in September will be the magazine's final issue.
That's so they'll still make it, but it'll be digital.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, nobody probably buys it. When was the last time you saw a copy?
That's Jeff Evans.
And it should be cheaper for them. They don't have to print stuff anymore. Shouldn't it be? I mean, I know it's awkward right now, the transition, but in the long run, isn't it great? You still go out and take pictures and write articles. It's just we don't have to print 5 million of them.
And you know what? In reality, they could take it away and give it back and make, you know, more money. I mean, you know, like a 75th edition, 75th edition or whatever.
75th edition?
No, I'm a new language.
75th edition.
Is that working? No.
The 75th issue.
No?
Issue.
That not working? 75th?
75th?
Right. Take it off. Not my kids in are my like, language.
No, that sounds legit. I'll be like, well, you're seven and you don't know how to, but yeah, this man's.
We got to keep note of my language I'm creating.
Right.
75th.
So here's something that should give you some peace of mind, boys. Right. Sniffing your partner's farts could help ward off disease. Honey, I'm doing it for your health.
Well, hey.
Now how would that work?
I guess it is the hydrogen sulfide, the gas that gives flatulence, that very odorous smell. So it could help reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, and help stave off dementia.
How?
This hydrogen sulfide helps your mitochondria, you know, the cells.
Okay.
It helps them keep going. Apparently, when we're sick, our cells create their own hydrogen sulfide, which helps them. That's like their power source. And so, like, when you're sick and your body doesn't create this hydrogen sulfide, that's what, like, your cells die off. They lose their ability to fight off diseases and, you know, you get
so sometimes you need your mate's hydrogen sulfide. You're so saying that because my body doesn't make enough. So luckily, my gassy girlfriend is saving my life. It's the rotten egg smell. You also smell them if you ever go to a geyser.
Yeah, hot springs.
Hot springs. You smell that like a big nature's fart.
I can't handle that smell, much less anything near it. God, Peter's going to live forever.
Yet, your underwear is nicknamed the Big Muddy.
It doesn't smell like eggs. Gross. Oh. I'm sorry. Let's stop that.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so flatulent is good for the mate.
My kids can never get a hold of this story.
Oh, really?
This will be just fuel for the fire.
I sent him an anonymous...
A link.
Why are you
getting crazy anonymous emails from an older man? If you want to get flagged, sure, go ahead.
No, I'll just send him in letter form, just the article alone.
And then when they open it, or is it going to say like the same thing with my letter, where it's like, I farted on this.
Absolutely.
Get well soon.
There you go. For those of you just turning in, I sent Molly a letter some time ago that all it was I wrote inside the letter, I farted on this.
Yeah. I opened it up. It was just a piece of paper that said, I farted on this. I was like, oh. Little did I know it was supposed to be a get well card. He's like, I'm just doing my part. Need See? You to stay healthy.
All right.
Yeah, but it also, you can smell too much of it. Too much is a bad thing.
Is it really?
Well, sure.
There's like an exact amount that you're exposed to. Most of the stuff I had always heard was bad because people can, industrial situations, can inhale hydrogen sulfide.
Yes. Like in you know, warehouses or compounds, things like that. Yeah. I mean, and when it's the actual hardcore stuffs, but I mean, just the idea of somebody crop dusting you, apparently.
Well, that's the thing. What, you finally got a counter when your girlfriend gets mad about you,
letting it go,
giving you guys
in front of her.
A paid in excuse. Honey, I love you and I want you to live forever. Pull my finger.
What's the one where you pull the blanket over them?
Dutch oven.
Yeah, Dutch oven. Honey, I'm saving your life.
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're going to need saving. Because I'm going to kill you if you do that again.
That should be the Martha Stewart angle. Dutch oven is good for you. And I'm not talking about cooking.
So gross. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
It is May 1st. I already got a May basket at our desk.
Aw.
Yeah.
From who?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Is it full of good tidings, fun things?
I guess. There's a lot of candy and stuff in there. I always tend to get it. It seems like last year it rained on May, and the year before it rained on May, because whenever there is a basket, because I have friends that deliver that stuff around the city, it's always just soaking wet.
Oh, no. You're like, soggy Twix.
Yeah, soggy anything that's in there. So, yeah, happy May Day. Hey, real quick, just want to let everyone know, tomorrow and Friday, we're going to be blown out. It's our gift to you, blown out a bunch of tickets to the Avengers. We're going to do it every hour at about quarter after the hour, starting at 6 in the morning. So it'll be 6:45, 7:45, 8:45, 9:45. Avenger tickets, but you're going to have to earn this, so we'll play a little game, but of course, it's a good opportunity if you want to go see the Avengers, maybe didn't get your tickets, couldn't get in because it's still kind of hard to get tickets. We just went ahead and just got them for you. All right, so you just
so you can understand what everyone is talking about.
It's amazing!
Yes, sir. All right, so how do we do celebrate May Day? Is there any specific thing?
It's gonna be May. I think we should listen to as much NSYNC as possible.
Is that it?
It's kind of become a Justin Timberlake holiday.
I saw there's a lot of memes out there, you know.
This is my favorite way to celebrate. This is Brian May scoring the game-winning Stanley Cup goal in 1993. Listen, crank it.
What's up?
He's May going in on goal. He shoots. He scores.
It's like one of the most famous calls in Stanley Cup, Brian Mayday.
I love it. I like celebrating Mayday like that. That's awesome. Mayday!
To May and over the line, he's May going in on goal. He shoots. He scores.
Beat the
I like that better than it's going to
they
be.
They beat the Boston Bruins, and he's not a goal scorer. He was like a fighter.
Yeah.
They eliminate the Boston Bruins to move on. It was like in 1993. It was awesome. I watched it live. I was like, this is the greatest call ever. Rick Generat.
I think I like that part. Mayday.
Well, so the announcer says people just yell that to him on the street.
Oh, really?
It's now his moment. He'll be walking down the street and someone will recognize him and yell, Mayday! 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 And he's like, I know what you're doing, but no one else does. Because it's January and you're screaming. But thank you for the tribute. It's nice to be recognized for your work.
Yes. Well, yeah, I guess What is it when they
when
knock?
When we were kids, we used to go...
Knock on doors, right?
Knock on doors and leave May baskets, and I don't think anyone does that anymore.
Yeah, well...
Some people still do. It's like kind of like what's old is new again, the idea of, you know, leaving May baskets. I've gotten them in the past where it's like a, supposed to be just a surprise. You're not supposed to necessarily know who they're from.
People now would think it was your Amazon Prime delivery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I did not order this, and I'm calling Amazon. I did not order this.
Yeah, the people that sent them to me.
Or they'll shoot you for thinking you're a porch pirate when you try and drop off the Maybach.
What dark times we live in.
Yeah. The people that deliver them to me that I get are people that are in some sort of real estate business. So instead of being anonymous, their stuff's all over it. So it's almost like a May Day basket of this real estate magnets and real estate candy bars and fun
That's
stuff
refreshing.
Like that.
Is it six people standing in formation? Ooh, are you the Johnson Group? You guys,
yes!
You guys move houses.
That's exactly what it is.
Ooh, May Day. Big day in the real estate. I had no clue.
I didn't either. But anyway, happy May Day. Don't forget, listen tomorrow morning because we're going to hook you guys up with Avenger tickets, okay?
This is the Big Party Show.
Channel 94.1.
Well, Empire will be returning for a sixth season, but Jussie Smollett may not.
Probably not a big shocker, right? Wouldn't we be more surprised if he did come back?
Yeah.
They're hedging their bets, though. So it's Fox is the studio that puts on Empire. And what they're doing is that they are offering him an extension of his contract for season six, but they're not going to have his character return in the first half of, like, in the first couple things of the season.
Roseanne's whole show got canceled, and she got fired for a tweet.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, the ratings for Empire
And then
great.
She was like, I was on Ambien. Right?
Yeah, but that was the thing.
I'm just saying, Jussie... doubled down.
Yeah.
He lied about something racial in nature and then stuck with the lie, broke laws.
He tripled down.
I'm sure these executives of these TV shows are just like, my God.
Can we get avatars?
Can we just hire people
I know.
That stop getting in trouble?
I just can't believe that whole thing went
avatars.
Down the way it did. Yeah, just everything's cartoon now. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean, it appears that with the extension, the network is waiting to see what happens with the case going on in Chicago, because the city of Chicago filed against Jussie, they want money for the investigation for what they claim is,
you're saying he might come back?
Yeah, they're hedging their bets. They're like, they don't want to say no, because, but, I don't think
he's coming back.
I don't think so either.
Now, you watch the show.
Save money.
Is it good without him? I mean, do we need him? Do you need him? But better yet.
I mean, can't you write in an exciting twist for why he's no longer on the show? I thought TV shows love that.
Yeah, probably. I mean, they were caught flat-footed last when this all went down because they were in the middle of filming this season.
Okay.
So, I mean, they were just a couple episodes away from the end of the season when all this happened.
Will Lucius Lyon say? Will he be crushed?
Lucius. He says that he believes Jussie. They all wrote an open letter and saying, like, he's our guy. I can't stand seeing him on screen right now.
Okay, because that's what I asked. Can they do the show without him? Is it a necessity? Okay.
Yeah, all right. I would actually prefer it because now it's just like, he's just so toxic, everything about it. Tonight are the Billboard Music Awards. So some big presenters have been announced. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, a.k.a. Sansa Stark, and Jennifer Hudson. They're both going to be among the presenters on the Billboard Music Awards. Taylor Swift is opening the show with her new single, Me. And then you're also going to have, I think, Mariah Carey's getting the Icon Award. And you got all sorts of other like people going to be performing. The awards show will air on NBC at 7 o'clock. So tune in. And Pete Davidson, he canceled a comedy show at the last minute, all because the club owner joked about his famous ex-girlfriends. Pretty princess.
So people are in the audience. They bought a ticket to see Pete, and then he doesn't come out because he got mad.
How dare you? The owner disrespected me and did something that I told him not to do, and I can't perform under those circumstances.
So a lot of times club owners in some of these deals, they act as like the MC. So the guy gets up and says, hey, welcome to the Crazy Crackers Funny House here in Cleveland. By the way, no jokes about his ex-girlfriends. And he mentioned Ariana Grande, and I didn't realize he's already broken up with Kate Beckinsale.
Yes.
That's probably why he's butthurt.
Please tell me, Shamali, I don't know if you know, she dumped him, right, Kate Beckinsale?
There haven't been details on who dumped who. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that Kate dumped him and was like, listen, I can't. Yeah. They're still friendly. Apparently, they're still on friendly terms, but there are not going to be no more kisses on Jumbotron.
He'll be dating some smoke show in a minute.
I know, a celebrity. They fall for it.
Women like dumb-looking tall guys.
Ladies, help us. Why? Let me help us understand. I mean, I don't get the attraction to Pete Davidson. I don't even find him funny, but, you know, I'm not into him, though, either.
He's just not your guy.
If I was gay, he wouldn't be my guy.
I'm not into dating super tall dudes.
If I was into dudes, he wouldn't be one of them I'm hunting down.
How do you know?
I know. Maybe he's charming.
What if you were into dudes?
Yeah.
And he's totally in your dude wheelhouse.
He's not, though. I know who is.
You kind of know what your type.
Oh, so you do have a type. Who's your type?
I talked about this before. I think, I don't know. I mean, Reynolds. I like Ryan Reynolds. I like funny men.
He's like, I like a guy that can make me laugh and be sexy. You know, the double threat.
Gage guys can talk like this. Until the fiance hears it.
Yeah, then she's like, dude, you're entirely too comfortable and quick on the draw for what dudes you're into.
Honest. I mean, well, just being honest. I can't see Jeff dating or being with a funny guy. It'd be too much. I think, you know, just funny enough without it. I think
you think it would be clashing? If I was dating dudes who are funny.
Yeah.
What a fun thought exercise. Sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
It would be. It'd be a good show, you know, at times when you guys
I think if Jeff were with a dude, it'd have to be like it would be like a Felix and Oscar sort of odd couple type of situation.
Really?
Like he would need a bit of a Felix, like somebody who's like, seriously, Jeff, socks on the floor again. We talked about this. You're hanging out.
Somebody watching. Like who's super anal and clean? No.
Yes, like somebody who like...
It'd be a disaster.
No, but I'm saying you need somebody who, like, you couldn't have two guys that were like, what? I mean, the place would be, life would be a disaster.
Not like nothing Felix, would ever get done. I think Felix would be too anal. It'd just start fights. And they'd be fighting with everyone.
You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be quite that, like, you know, OCD. But I'm saying somebody who's got a little bit more, like, you know, cleanliness or what, I don't know. I've never been to your place. For all I know, you're a neatnik and I just have no clue. You've only described it in such ways that lead me to believe that you're not. So I apologize if I'm offending you.
Yeah, it's not.
You're offensive.
It's not.
Yeah.
And finally, Netflix has inked a deal for a miniseries about the Thai cave rescue.
Look at that.
And it's the director of Crazy Rich Asians who's going to helm the series. So,
what, because it's already over there?
No, I just think it's so strange because if you see Crazy Rich Asians, you're like, well, I don't know if there's going to be the same kind of over-the-top spectacle when you only have a cave to work with.
It was on cable last night.
Yes, I watched it. It's so pretty. How can you not watch it when it's on? It's just an absolute explosion of color and
it's not
cool.
Bad.
I watched about 4 seconds of it.
Oh, did you really? Okay. 4 seconds of greatness.
It's really good. It's got a lot of funny comedians. That Awkwafina is in it. She's really funny. That was like her.
Yeah, I love her voice.
Uh-huh.
She's got voice.
Yeah. She's really funny.
She's clearly the biggest star in that movie, right? That's come out of that.
That was the big breakout. I think this was like her sort of like do or die moment. You know, like this was a big moment for her. This was a big part for her to get in a big movie like this. She hadn't had that kind of visibility before. Mm. And then she came, she knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
And she has a cool name. She has Awkwafina. Like a rapper name. Awkwafina. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She, what award?
Missed the window. Party's big party. Me and Molly just went with our names. I missed a chance. I could have been like.
You still can.
The Big Mac. Or the Whopper. I mean, that's got to be pretty bold when she goes, I'm going to be Awkwafina, but spelled different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awkwafina. Maybe she was trying to break into the superhero type mode. I don't know. Molly, I imagine you with Roseanne Barr, by the way.
That's your time.
Back to that.
That's wow. You are a mean, mean person.
That's not mean. I'm
that's
just saying,
so mean.
That's what the type of person, not Roseanne Barr, but that type of, that type of person.
What, how somebody who's constantly complaining and just, ugh. Just always saying offensive things. I'm like, that's just awful, and I don't know why you would say that. People are going to be upset.
See, you're doing it. This is how I guess that'd be the female version of The Odd Couple, right?
Oh, God, okay. With somebody who's just like, what? You're like, oh, I'm going to throw myself in front of a bus. I can't do this.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.